This is TWiT.
I wanted to take some time to talk a little bit about Windows licensing. A few things have happened in the last year that I think many of us didn't think would ever happen. It's been a busy year for Microsoft on many fronts. Last year, Microsoft announced that there would be a free version of Windows for devices with screens smaller than 9 inches. Microsoft also announced that there would be a free version of Windows 10 for Internet of Things. And then, of course, just this last week, there was an announcement that Microsoft would allow for free updates for users of Windows 7 and Windows 8, even those with illegal copies, even though, again, there are restrictions if you have a non-genuine version of your OS. Windows has been a profits center for Microsoft for such a long time. It's strange to see this turnabout. Chibert, let me throw this over to you first. What's this all about? I mean, it seems as if Microsoft is starting to say, well, Windows is a loss leader.
Well, I'm not sure they're really saying it's a loss leader per se, but trying to solidify their position. Unless Microsoft has the bulk of the desktops, slowly but surely, I'm pretty sure things like Linux and Mac OS X and various other flavors are going to start gaining ground. We're certainly seeing Chrome, you know, Google's Chrome get a lot of ground. And so by solidifying their position and making it available even for things like a Raspberry Pi 2, where you have free version of Windows Embedded 10, Microsoft really and truly wants to be the owner of the Internet of Things, and part of the owning the Internet of Things is making sure you own the desktop.
All right. Curtis, all of this is happening in some fierce pressure from, as Tibert mentioned, Google Chrome on the low end, and from Apple, actually OS X on the high end, both of which have free updates for their OSs. So Microsoft was sort of the odd dog out. Yes, they still have huge market share, but could it be that they were seeing the writing on the walls and they realized that OS is now a commodity? It's raw materials and you make your money elsewhere.
Well, I don't know that it's so much a commodity, because look at what they haven't talked about, and that is pricing to their OEM partners. Relatively speaking, few of their licenses for Windows are just bought off the shelf. The vast majority come pre-installed on hardware. And those are going to continue to drive revenue from those OEM partners. Now, they are, in fact, giving up some revenue from the people who are updating. But I think that they are looking at the reduced maintenance and support costs of having everyone on a Windows 10 platform. And they're also drawing some lessons from the gaming community. I mean, let's think about the whole freemium model. That's a lot of what you're getting here. They'll give you the update to the operating system, give you the ability to get on this latest version of the OS, because that makes it much more likely that you're going to then go ahead and give them money for a license or a subscription to their Office productivity software, to some of their back-end services, to their cloud services, and all the other things that still cost money. I think that this is one of those cases where they can see a reduced revenue stream from this particular source and plan on more than making it up from other sources.